to the Indians for two prospects, and Francisco Liriano headed to the Astros for outfielder Nori Aoki and a prospect. Texas traded reliever Jeremy Jeffress to Milwaukee for a pitching prospect. Arizona got Angels reliever David Hernandez. D-backs also acquired infielder Adam Rosales. Diamondbacks utility man Chris Owings had surgery on a fractured finger. He is expected to miss 8 weeks. Red Sox acquired pitcher Addison Reed from the Mets for three prospects. Houston pitcher Lance McCullers heading back to the DL because of back discomfort. He previously missed 2 weeks with that issue. NFL from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Brown safety Ed Reynolds expected to be sidelined about 6 weeks with a sprained MCL.
Wednesday in Boston, the AL Central leading Indians head to Fenway to face Dustin Pedroia and the Boston Red Sox. Coverage begins Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio, presented by Indeed.com.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Hey, boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com before it's too late.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Kyle Busch on his first Cup win in more than a year.
To finally get that monkey off our back, it's just a sense of relief.
So where does he go from here? I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr. here. When I have friends and guests at the track who want to hear me during the race,
appreciate all the hard work,
I send them the Racing Electronics.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. will win!
That's because if you're not listening to all the action live, you're missing out.
Woo!
Go to RacingElectronics.com to pre-rent for great discounts on scanners.
Checker flag right here, big wreck in your mirror.
And Fan Vision rentals.
Checker flag ready to fly. It's Earnhardt in turn three.
Or see Racing Electronics and Fan Vision trackside at every NASCAR race.
I love you, man. Thank you.
Unbelievable!
In order to maximize a vehicle's performance and efficiency, the proper adjustments need to be made based on the road ahead. That's true for both race car drivers on the track and for truck drivers hauling freight on the highway. But if your truck's equipped with a Detroit DT12 automated manual transmission with intelligent powertrain management, adjustments are made automatically based on GPS terrain mapping, maximizing performance and efficiency. Don't just want better business solutions, demand them. Learn more at demanddetroit.com.
Kyle Busch finally snapped a 36-race winless drought in the Cup Series Sunday at Pocono. Despite being fast most everywhere this season, a series of unfortunate events had kept the former series champ out of victory lane. Now he just wants to focus on earning more playoff points that carry through the postseason.
I wouldn't say the pressure's off, but at least now we feel like we can probably breathe a little bit easier, and we can continue to focus forward, which is, you know, getting ourselves ready for the playoff and being able to have a continuation of these runs like we had today and being able to win some more races.
The victory leaves Busch without a Cup victory at only one track, Charlotte Motor Speedway. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It is 6:06. Welcome in hour number three of the Todd Brummel Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight on 106.3 FM, our South Gym frequency in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on our historic main gym, 1600 ESPN Radio. You can tweet us at Todd Brummelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, at KGYM Radio. Lots of baseball to talk here as the trade deadline has come and gone as of 3 o'clock Central today. Some big moves made, especially in the National League. And one of them was made last night by the Chicago Cubs. And we welcome in a familiar voice on the program, Jesse Rogers from ESPN.com in Chicago, with us now to kick off hour number three. And Jesse, the question that I'll ask you here at the start is, did the Cubs get done what they wanted to get done prior to the trade deadline?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think they hit a grand slam, without a doubt, getting the starting pitcher they need for now and the future, and then the backup catcher. They've been absent really since they traded Miguel Montero. And then another reliever, and I think that reliever really is about October. I tried to get manager Jed Hoyer to sort of say as much today, but he wouldn't bite. I mean, they really only do have a 2.5-game lead, but their bullpen's been fine. And even when it has a little dip, it hasn't been really that long. It usually recovers quickly, as it did at the beginning of the second half. So I think Justin Wilson is all about October. It gives them a couple options in the back end. You saw how much they used Aroldis Chapman last year. I think they'd like to have more options this year. And the thing about Justin Wilson, unlike everybody besides Wade Davis, he can pitch against anybody because he's a closer. He has 13 saves. And if you're a closer, by definition, you can pitch against lefties, righties, top of the order, middle of the order, doesn't matter. Besides Wade Davis, the Cubs didn't necessarily have another guy like that. So now they do, and now they can really take care of the back end of the game, leading into Wade Davis, who is perfect in save opportunities. So I really think they're set up for not just August, September, but October as well.
So you mentioned Justin Wilson. He's under contract for next year as well, but let's talk about this year. I know that Joe Maddon doesn't like to assign labels to anything, but what kind of role do you see him kind of fitting into this season, and or is it just going to be by committee? He's going to go into several different kinds of high leverage situations.
No, I think we'll know pretty much his role. Seventh or eighth inning. For all I know, it might just be the eighth inning, to be honest. But if there's a certain lefty up, obviously in the seventh, he might use him then. I mean, Wade Davis has the ninth, no matter who's there. But before that, the roles are a little, let's just say, mixed up at times. But if a guy emerges or a guy has proven himself like Justin Wilson, I think we kind of know what he's going to be. If Daniel Murphy's up in the playoffs or Bryce Harper from the left side, whether it be the seventh or eighth, Justin Wilson's going to be in the game. So barring the specific matchup, I think he'll have the eighth inning. So we kind of know what he's going to be. He won't be a fifth inning guy. They have other guys for that.
Talking Cubs baseball with Jesse Rogers from ESPN.com, ESPN Chicago. Alex Avila, the other part of that trade with Detroit, primarily a catcher. He's played a little bit of first base with the Tigers. Joe Maddon mentioned today he thinks Wilson Contreras could play a little left field on the days where Avila is behind the plate. Do you think that's going to be an actual part of the plan moving forward, or is Joe spitballing there a little bit?
I think he's spitballing a little bit because I think the whole idea of playing Avila is to give Wilson a rest. Now, you do get a rest when you play left field compared to catcher. It all depends. A tough lefty on the mound, and let's say they want Wilson's bat in there, but he's been catching a lot. Even though it's lefty on lefty with Avila in there, they could put Wilson in left, you know. I don't think it's going to happen very often. They have enough position players that, of course, if they're all slumping, it changes, but you'd think at least one or two can play left field and Wilson could just sit out a game. I think it's possible, but it won't happen very often at all.
What was the reaction, or what has been the reaction in Chicago today after seeing what the Dodgers did with the Yu Darvish acquisition?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, a fan of every team wants perfection, right? A lot of Cub fans think that they should have had Yu Darvish or another starter. I think that's very unrealistic. I think trading for a rental like Yu Darvish would have been a huge mistake by the Cubs. My feeling is they're even though they're only 2.5 in front, they're in a sort of weak division. They have enough to win the division as is. So do you get Yu Darvish just for the playoffs? Well, you have John Lester, Jose Quintana, Kyle Hendricks, and Jake Arrieta. I mean, those are four proven pitchers. Even if they're not all having great years, they are four playoff pitchers. And even if one falters, you really only need three playoff pitchers. So to trade for Yu Darvish, I think, would have been a waste. Now, could they have picked up Justin Verlander, who has 2 years left on his deal? I mean, that actually makes more sense to me than Yu Darvish. But at some point, you got to roll with the guys you have. And they have five starters. It's not like they're you know, sort of fudging the fifth spot or whatever. John Lackey's been decent enough, especially in the second half. So I don't know why fans would be upset they didn't get another starter. They got the best one on the market in Jose Quintana. To get a second one would have been unrealistic.
Well, Cub fans are never unrealistic, right, Jesse? I mean, we all know that.
Never.
You mentioned the weak division. Were you surprised to see the Brewers not necessarily do much of anything? But I think what really caught me off guard was the Cardinals really didn't do anything. There was an expectation that maybe they would be both buyers and sellers, moving Lance Lynn, maybe bringing in a piece or two. Really, nobody else in the Central was doing much of anything at the deadline.
Yeah, I think I might be surprised there weren't more sellers, like you mentioned. I mean, if the deadline was 2 weeks ago, when the Brewers had a 3-4, 5.5 game lead, maybe the GM up there, Stearns, would have bought, you know. But I understand him not giving away his prospects. I mean, the chances of any of these teams catching the Cubs, I still think, is slim. Look at Fangraphs. Look at the probabilities. Cubs have like a 90-whatever% chance of making the playoffs. Only 2.5 in front. That really shouldn't translate to 95%. But we all know they are the class of the division. So I am a little surprised some of these teams didn't sell a little bit more. You see people started to fall in love with Pittsburgh. They had a little run. They just sold off Tony Watson, and their run is over. So I am a little surprised St. Louis didn't sell a little bit more. Milwaukee, I can understand sort of staying pat. They're not really going to be sellers or buyers because they're basically a year ahead of their rebuilding plan. Next year at this time would be interesting what Stearns does. Does he buy in a situation where he's a couple games out of first place? I wasn't surprised he didn't do anything this time around.
Now, having said all that, did the NL Central race just become completely uninteresting at this point?
I think so. I think the whole NL is uninteresting at this point, other than this week for the Cubs. They play Arizona, playoff team, and then a great first-round preview this weekend now with Justin Wilson in the fold. I can't wait to see the Cubs and Nationals, Wilson versus Murphy and Harper, as a dress rehearsal for October. So I think the whole NL is going to be a little boring the last couple months. Obviously, the Cubs do need to pull away a little bit, but as boring as that will be, October will be great. Washington, the Dodgers are an absolute powerhouse. The Cubs as a 3-seed, sort of the underdog, though, defending champions, and then the upstart Rockies and Diamondbacks probably making it. I think it's all very interesting, but not until we get there.
Yeah, you mentioned the Dodgers and the Cubs. Are we maybe sleeping on the Nationals a little bit, especially now that they've addressed the bullpen issues?
Yeah, sure. I mean, how can you say no with that lineup and Scherzer right there, and if Strasburg comes back, and even if not, Gio Gonzalez? Yeah, you look, it's 3 out of 5. You'll sleep on anybody, right, at any time. And that's why anybody that thinks the Dodgers are going to run away with this thing, remember, the Mariners won 116 games, did not win the World Series. I love Cody Bellinger. He could go 0-24 in the playoffs. Anybody can. So throw everything out. There's no doubt. And I think Madden has managed brilliantly, to be honest, and he might have this team revving at the right time come October. They're already stealing it 13-3 since the break. So don't count anybody out, including the Nationals, no doubt.
So now we know that the NL Central is heading in the direction that it is, and we know what the roster for the Cubs is going to look like. Is there one Achilles heel or X factor for this team that you're going to keep your eye on as far as kind of deciding whether this team can make another deep playoff run?
I think it comes down to starting pitching, and I'd say the X factor is Kyle Hendricks. He has been the one guy that hasn't really locked in yet, but he's getting close. He missed a month with an injury, and he's kind of a feel routine guy. He can't just jump in and throw 8 innings. You know, he needs a start to get him going, then another start, and then
a third one where he's, you know, he's locked in the first inning instead of the third. And you know how it is. He's just one of these guys that needs routine and needs to pitch every 5 days. If he gets going, watch out, because that guy can shut anybody down. We know what his ERA was last year. So to me, that's kind of the X factor. The second one would be Jake Arrieta in his free agent walk year. He's been getting better as well. You can sort of count on Lester. I think you can count on Quintana, even though he hasn't pitched in a pennant race. So I'd say Hendricks 1, Arrieta 2 is kind of the guys that really can make this interesting for the Cubs.
Jesse Rogers with us for just a few more minutes from ESPN.com and ESPN Chicago. What have your impressions been of Kyle Schwarber since he returned from our neck of the woods?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's been good. There's still some moments. It's interesting. He's been good, and when he's been bad, it's I still think because of inexperience, and that's kind of what Joe has talked about a lot. We have to remind ourselves he missed a whole year, but he can get fooled easily. Now, he has missed some pitches he should hit, but he's been fooled as well, and I think you're fooled because you're inexperienced. You haven't seen this pitcher or that pitcher as much. So I think it's a combination of just having a bad year and also the inexperience as well, and he's been fooled a few times. So, but he's looked better since coming back. Some left-center hits, some home runs. Still going to end up with 25 home runs, maybe even more. So he's kind of making the best of a bad year, and if he can finish strong, that's all anybody will care about.
Circling back around to Justin Wilson for just a second, I mentioned that he's under contract for next year as well. Is it possible that the Cubs have answered their 2018 closer situation if Wade Davis doesn't re-sign this offseason?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a fallback. I think they'd like more than, you know, just him. They'd love to have Davis back, but who knows what that market's going to be. But, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that that's an easy transition to make. Of course, the Cubs, I mean, every July you're always looking for a little bit more pitching. So, I mean, at the beginning of last spring, at the beginning of this spring, I thought they were a little short. They've addressed it from the left side each year. So who knows what next year will bring. But it makes a lot of sense with him under contract. He could very well be the closer.
Any idea whether or not August may bring a waiver trade or two, maybe a small piece here or there if an injury comes up?
Yeah, I think only if there's an injury. I mean, they could always claim a starter and stash him in the minors, but obviously that wouldn't be anybody of marquee nature. So I think only if there's an injury. Jed talked about that today, the GM, and he didn't really show his hand, but it didn't sound like they were in a big market for anybody. I think it would be someone actually, if they grab someone without an injury, it'd be for next year or the future where they'd stash him in the minors and hope to develop him or something. But obviously, if there's an injury, especially a catcher, because, you know, they're still a little thin there, if one of them goes down, they'd grab someone on the waiver wire.
Jesse, we appreciate the time as always. Hey, before we let you go, what'd you think of the Cubs giving Steve Bartman a World Series ring today?
I mean, it came out of nowhere. It surprised everybody. I mean, it's a little strange, only because none of these people were around when this happened with Bartman in terms of owning the team or be, you know what I mean? It's a different regime, so it's a little strange. It's not like they had to make up anything to Steve, but they felt like the organization did. So having said that, it's a little strange. It's still very classy. I mean, you know, it's better to be classy than not, and it's a pretty cool move, I guess. But definitely a little weird. You know, they invited him to throw out the first pitch and do some other things, but he wants nothing to do with anything public. And he debated, I talked to his people, he debated whether even to put out a statement. There was a chance he was just going to do this and nobody would know about it. But I think he felt like it was such a nice gesture. He wanted the public to know what the Cubs did. And also it gave him this one chance to sort of make a statement about, you guys probably read it, about, you know, what's right and what's wrong in this world. And he did that, and he's going back into hiding. But so I thought it was cool, but a little weird. I mean, just a little weird. In some ways, a random fan got a ring. But obviously, we know this is not a random fan.
Jesse, appreciate the time as always. Try to take a deep breath now that the trade deadline's passed and there's no game to cover tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a deep breath for 24 hours and then the pennant race starts. So I'll take a break for a little bit.
Looking forward to reading your coverage. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Jesse Rogers, ESPN.com, ESPN Chicago. You can follow him on Twitter at ESPN Shy Cubs. A little weird.
A little bit weird.
But kind of cool. And look, Wayne Dres, who is a terrific writer for ESPN the magazine and a Daily Iowan alumni and a UI grad, friend of mine had some thoughts about Steve Bartman on Twitter earlier today. If you're familiar, you know that Wayne got the only interview with Steve Bartman that Bartman's ever done.
He camped out in a parking garage for 24 hours. Is that right?
He basically stalked him. And I can tell you this. It's not a moment in his career that I think Wayne is particularly proud of.
It's funny you mention this because I actually took a journalism class, a sports journalism class, my junior year. And Wayne was one of our guest speakers. And that I asked him that very question. And for young journalists, it's kind of the question of, or the deal of, how do you go about asking the tough question? How do you go about doing things that are very difficult to do? And I asked him about that particular instance. What was that like, waiting in a parking garage and stalking a guy for 24 hours as part of your job? And he, like you said, he wasn't particularly proud of it, but it is part of his job.
He tweeted, there were four tweets today. I'll go ahead and read them here. A few words about Bartman. I have an incredible amount of respect that he never cashed in or sought a second of the spotlight. I know he and his family aren't fans of mine, and I don't blame them. I'd feel the exact same way. Hopefully he gets his wish and can live a normal life. What he did, most any fan would have done, and I hope fans have learned from that. It's not about reaching for foul balls, but about how we treat people when they make mistakes or have misfortune. That's the lesson. And I'll say this once and for all. Steve Bartman was not one of the best fielding shortstops in the National League in 2003 who booted a routine ground ball that would have gotten that team out of the inning shortly after the quote-unquote Bartman play. Alex Gonzalez, who's about as sure-handed as they come, winds up booting that ball at shortstop, and things unravel from there. And you know what else? The Cubs had an opportunity to come back the next night and still win that series, and they couldn't get it done. And you got, I think it was Aramis Ramirez who was talking about booking his flight home already. And it just, you look back on that and you go, God, what if that's as close as they come? And I think almost every Cub fan probably felt that way, because those moments don't come along all that often for that franchise. 1969, the Black Cat, Ron Santo, the Mets. 1984, Leon Durham, Steve Garvey. 1989, Will Clark and the Giants. 2003, Bartman, Alex Gonzalez, that whole situation. You just, every time it would happen, you would think, what if this is as close as they get in my lifetime? And for over 100 years, this fan base, and I say this fan base because I'm a part of it, had those thoughts. And so you get to last year and you say to yourself, down 3-1, what if this is as close as they get to winning one of these things in my lifetime? And then they wind up winning it, and 9 months later, you're complaining about Jaymar Candelario getting traded to the Tigers.
This is what I hope we can do with the Steve Bartman talk after today, with him receiving his ring.
Let the man live a normal life and be done with it. And, you know, like, you know, I think Jesse put it, but it's weird. None of those people were around. The Ricketts family, Theo, that's not that. It's not on them. But I think that they felt like they were maybe trying to right a wrong. And look, I'm a cynic. This is getting them a little bit of publicity on a day where otherwise people are talking about some of the other teams in the National League making deals. The Cubs are getting some media attention for doing something other than trading for Justin Wilson and Alex Avila. So from that standpoint, the cynic in me says, okay, this is a publicity stunt. But kudos to Steve Bartman. And I think what Wayne wrote and said, in this day and age, of all of these people who get their 15 minutes of fame, the cash me outside girl, LeVar Ball, Joe the Plumber. I'm trying to think
Ken
of...
Ken Bone.
I'm trying to think of some random other, not necessarily political people.
Marlins man.
You know who I'm talking about. The types of people who, for whatever reason, they go viral in this internet age, and they've got 15 minutes, and they've got a platform, and they use it to cash in. And Bartman could have done that. Bartman could have done autograph signings. He could have signed. Look, the autograph world is strange, okay? He could have made a lot of money signing an 8x10 photo of him reaching for that ball and Moises Alou standing there looking up at him. Could have made a ton of money. A book deal? Name one person who doesn't have a book deal or hasn't written a book in their life. I mean, that's semi-famous. Everybody's got books, sometimes plural. And you go, this person hasn't done enough to write a book. Bartman could have made a book deal. He could have made a movie deal. He could have had an autograph deal. This guy could have cashed in, and he didn't. And more power to him. And then today, the statement that he makes, trying to bring a little good from that. I'd like to someday meet the guy, but then part of me says, no, I hope I never cross paths with him because the guy wants to live in anonymity and not be bothered, then so be it. But, you know, we talked with Jack Dom on the program quite a while ago. I think a lot of people that listen to the show know he's a distant relative of Jack's. I think it's like a second or third cousin. And Jack talks about, you know, mom and dad have to change their name on their credit cards and stuff because you go anywhere in the city of Chicago or anywhere in the Chicagoland area and you hand somebody a credit card with the name Bartman on it. And this is 2003. This is 2017. It's been going on for 14 years. And they won the World Series and people still can't drop it. So hopefully from that standpoint, this move that the Cubs made today goes a little way in people moving on.
On another note, 3530 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line thought that Ryder took that sound effect, that flushing sound effect, with him to Tennessee.
Well, something stayed behind. The wheel.
The wheel.
The wheel of desperation, as I call it. The toilet flushing sound effect.
And if I remember correctly, we might have... I'm pretty sure Adam Rittenberg, who we had on during Big Ten Media Days, was one of his draft picks, and we had him on during in Chicago. So not everything that he drafted got taken with him.
I'm just looking forward to that first phone call with Tristan Cockcroft this year where we find out that his time is blocked off. He's unavailable. He's got a commitment with another radio station. 629 here at KGYM Radio, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. We will take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle will have an up-to-the-minute Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and we'll finish strong, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Back after this.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Hey, boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com before it's too late.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results.
Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Let your voice be heard this August 1st by voting for Plan Number 3 in the Linn County special election to determine how our Board of Supervisors will represent their local citizens. By electing one person from your district who is familiar with your part of the county and its residents, matters of importance that affect you can be better brought to the table. Remember to vote on August 1st. Plan Number 3 means letting your voice be heard. Paid for by the LCFB PAC.
6:32, welcome back in hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann. I'm Todd Brommelkamp. Kind of amazing, right? My name's on the show and I'd be here. Now tomorrow, I won't be here. It's going to be Alex, it's going to be Kyle, and I'm assuming Jeff Downing will be here as well, although I don't have any confirmation on that. So
he'll be here.
When I'm not here, does Jeff read the Midwest One Bank Big Board updates?
He does not. Kyle pulls double duty.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe Jeff would read that. I thought maybe Kyle would delegate since he slides into the number 2. I learned over the weekend your chair is called the power chair.
Is that what? No, I did not know that.
Got around to watching the 30 for 30 on Mike and the Mad Dog. Radio, that's referred to as the power chair because you're staring at the producer through the glass.
Okay. I'll call it the power chair from now on.
Still in the sidekick chair over here.
I was just wondering, what should we call the show when you're not here? I still haven't figured that out.
The first quarter. It's got a ring to it.
It does, but it's actually, I think can we call it like the third quarter?
I think that name's taken by another program somewhere else. 6:33. But if we're going to get back on track, we need to get Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The Iowa basketball team saw its Big Ten schedule released today and has to be pretty pleased with its draw. The Hawkeyes will play home and aways with Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State, will host Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Purdue once at home, and will travel for one meeting each with Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. The Iowa baseball team lost last night in its opening game of the National Baseball Congress World Series against the Wellington Heat, 7-3. They'll play again tomorrow against the Mulvane Patriots at 1 o'clock. Former Hawkeye Jared Uthoff was waived by the Houston Rockets over the weekend. His contract would have guaranteed him $200,000 if he was on the roster as of yesterday. After being named first-team MVC last week, UNI linebacker Jared Farley was named a second-team Stats FCS preseason All-American. The Colonels made a couple of moves over the weekend, and because of a trade today, they had to make another. Because of that Brandon Kinsler trade between Minnesota and Washington, the Colonels received lefty Tyler Watson today and placed Dominic Carlini on the 7-day DL, retroactive to the 30th. The Colonels split their games with the Clinton Lumber Kings over the weekend with a win on Saturday and a loss on Sunday, and close out that series tonight at 6:35 with Charlie Barnes on the mound. And the Iowa State baseball tournament wrapped up over the weekend, crowning champions in all classes across the state. Newman is your champion in Class 1A, Dyersville Hackman in 2A, Assumption in 3A, and Johnston in 4A.
Iowa, by the way, picked up a 2019 football commitment today. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Larry Tracy, a defensive back who was down to Indiana and Iowa as his choices. Now, 2019 is a long way away in the recruiting game, so we'll see whether or not the Hawkeyes keep him in the fold or not. But the Hawkeyes continuing to do some work on the recruiting trail. Iowa Football Media Day, by the way, for those of you who are interested, is this Saturday, and we'll be there. We'll have full coverage for you beginning next Monday, which reminds me, it's time to change the calendar in the KGYM studios. 6:36, we'll take a break just so that I can turn the calendar to August. And when we return, we'll find out which Chicago Bears player is on the Bears calendar
or
for
former
August.
Chicago
or
Bears
yeah, most likely former Chicago. I think we peaked already. I think it's a current Bear, but I could be wrong. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales Event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol!
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Welcome back. It is 6:38, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann, coming with you until 7 o'clock tonight. And we'll turn you over to ESPN programming. If you were playing along at home guessing which member of last year's Chicago Bears was gracing the calendar in the KGYM studio, I still don't remember how we got the Bears calendar here in the studio.
I'm pretty sure it was Jeff Downing. I'm pretty sure one day we figured out, no, Jeff came in here, he was producing, and he says, by the way, you know that I put this up in the studio, right?
Okay, so that Scooby-Doo mystery is solved. Eddie Goldman, the defensive lineman.
A current member of the Chicago Bears.
Current member of the Bears.
Not Eddie
how they're
Goldman.
Getting along in Bourbonnais training camp. I haven't seen any updates, but life without Jay Cutler for the Chicago Bears. Mitchell Trubisky, I can't say that I haven't seen any updates because every time I've seen something about Mitch Trubisky, it seems he's fumbling the football, having a hard time hanging on to the football, which is sort of a prerequisite to be the starting quarterback for an NFL team.
Yeah, but
he's beginning
the
season.
He's not going to play this year.
He's hopefully beginning the year as the number three guy. Who plays more this year, Mitchell Trubisky or Colin Kaepernick?
Did you see today?
I'll go with Trubisky.
The Ravens have not ruled out signing Colin Kaepernick, and apparently one of their executives said, pray for us. Told the media, pray for us if we sign Colin Kaepernick. And this is the organization that has a statue of Ray Lewis outside of their stadium.
I'm almost to the point of giving up on this, but I think that's what the end goal is.
That's what they want you to do.
And the organization that saw no problem with Ray Lewis, and they actually consulted with Ray Lewis on whether or not they should sign Colin Kaepernick. That rendered me virtually speechless. And now it's just, this is a cat with a mouse. And you're not doing the mouse any sort of favors by batting it around. Either let the mouse go or do what cats do to mice. And right now, this is the Ravens. Again, we talked about this on Friday, where I said I was surprised that a team didn't at least fake interest in having him or bring him in and sign him and then ultimately cut him at the end of the camp, which somebody on the text line who was tired of hearing about this but still not tired enough to text three times on the same subject said, well, that's just as disingenuous. I didn't mean that as a solution to the problem. I meant that as a suggestion for the NFL to make it look less obvious. If you're cheating on your spouse, you're not posting pictures on Facebook or Twitter with the person that you're cheating with, or, you know, make it look slightly less obvious. The NFL could not be more open about what's going on with Colin Kaepernick right now, unless the owners walked around wearing sandwich boards that said, we are blackballing him. And so from that standpoint, and Kian Fahey, who is fantastic on the Dan Le Batard show and is going to be working for ESPN now, he's got this quarterback book out, which I am looking forward to actually sitting down and thumbing through. He wrote a tremendous piece over the weekend comparing Colin Kaepernick's numbers and some of the metrics that are used to define quarterbacks, comparing them to Joe Flacco. And his numbers are better than Joe Flacco across the board. And Kian Fahey thinks that the biggest disservice that everybody is doing is comparing Kaepernick to backup quarterbacks and number three quarterbacks. And he says, no, you've got to compare him to some of the guys who are starting quarterbacks in the league. And then you'll realize his numbers are pretty good. Now, that being said, I am not naive enough to sit here and pretend like the NFL is not a business. And if they feel like this guy is hurting their business, and I saw the survey over the weekend that said the number one reason why people didn't watch the NFL last year was his national anthem protest. And I guess I'm of the opinion that if you're a borderline fan to the point that that's going to keep you from watching the league anyway, you must not have been too heavily invested in the NFL to begin with. Okay? A little bit of a fence sitter there. That's kind of like saying, the number one reason I don't watch the Cubs anymore is they didn't win the World Series last year. If they didn't come back and win Game 7 of the World Series. I just, come on. So, as long as it's out there, it's a story, and I find it quite interesting. And I find LeVar Ball to be interesting as well, although this weekend, I think he showed some of his true colors, and Adidas is in some hot water for standing by LeVar Ball, and he said he didn't want to work with the female ref, and they replaced her with a male referee, and LeVar Ball's getting a little bit of his comeuppance at this point. But again, it goes back to the Bartman conversation. You get your 15 minutes, 99.8% of the people, whether you're, I don't want to throw Colin Kaepernick in there. I mean, he's a legitimate athlete, former NFL quarterback who took his team to the Super Bowl. But you get your 15 minutes. What do you do with that platform? Most people immediately want to figure out how to monetize it. Okay, how can I make some T-shirts or some $450 shoes? And that was LeVar Ball. He's got this grandiose plan and he's monetized the whole family. And Tom Cakerd from HawkeyeReport.com was out there, and he said it was like a circus. And you got 12, 13, 14-year-old kids who are following around LeVar Ball like he's the Pied Piper. And that's not good, not only for basketball, but for a number of other reasons, because I don't think anybody needs LeVar to give lessons to young boys on how to act around other adults, other boys, other young girls. But back to the Bartman thing, how that guy never cashed in when almost everybody else would have. Even their, can think about the darkest worst day of Steve Bartman's life, where God knows what thoughts were running through his head, how do you not just go, man, I'm never going to get out from under this. I might as well make a buck off it. And he never did. Whereas somebody does something even semi-sensational and they get a phone call, well, I'll pay you $100,000 to do an adult movie just because you did something crazy. Bartman never made a buck off this. And he's got a World Series ring, and I'm very jealous.
Well, now he'll make a buck. You think he'll sell that ring?
They can't because Cubs made everybody sign those. Remember, the Cubs reserve the right to buy back the rings for $1. So if they find anybody selling them, the language in the, I guess you could call it a contract of turning the rings over, handing the rings out to the employees, everybody had to sign one that said, we're not going to sell these.
Even Steve Bartman.
Well, I'm assuming it says Bartman on the side of the ring. It'd be awfully hard to convince somebody out there that this was an usher or another member of the Cubs front office or Cubs staff that was selling that ring. I saw one of the Chicago stations had a poll earlier today. If you were a wealthy Cubs fan, if you were like Eddie Vedder or even just a, and I don't think Charlie Sheen has the money anymore. He's not a Cubs fan.
The Malnati lady.
But yeah, there you go. How much money would like a famous person pay for that piece of memorabilia in their Cubs club? Well, what's that? Oh, yeah. It's Bartman's World Series ring.
Probably like $200,000. Is that too much?
I don't know. I voted $1 million.
$1 million?
If you were a rich and famous Cubs fan and you had that kind of money laying around and you wanted is that now the ultimate piece of World Series, Cubs World Series memorabilia?
Yes.
The piece de resistance of Cubs World Series memorabilia, a World Series ring with the name Bartman on it.
I think that, okay, $1 million. Now, speaking of spending money on things, I saw this story. I don't want to change subjects too quickly on Bartman, and I'm sorry to do so. But Adam Rittenberger, friend of the show from ESPN.com, wrote a story about Temple football.
I thought you were going to say wingman.
No, he did not write a story about wingman.
He should have.
But at Temple, they reserve their numbers 1 through 9 for their toughest players. So any player, obviously, outside of the offensive line, can wear if they're wearing number 1 through 9, it means they're a team leader and they're a tough player. Now, donors can sponsor those numbers for the low, low price of $50,000. So they can sponsor a number and a player for $50,000 if they donate that to the football program.
Kind of reminds me of the ASPCA commercials and everything. Like, you should have some Sarah McLachlan music when playing in the background or for the low, low price. Was it $50,000 or $500,000?
$50,000.
Okay. For the low, low price of $50,000, you can sponsor the number 7 player.
The number 7 player, and you will get
to Temple Owls,
and you'll get to interact with the player wearing the sponsored number throughout the season.
And how much of that $50,000 is the player getting?
None. And you'll receive a custom jersey with their name and assigned number.
Selling access to the players
and be able to travel on the team plane to one road game this fall.
That's not unusual. Every program does that. Every program sells access. But this is just like the NBA putting the logos on the uniforms. In other words, at least we're not pretending this stuff goes on anymore. It's only the tip of the iceberg. Sponsoring players.
Could you imagine being a player, receiving none of that money, yet some rich person is sponsoring you? Sponsoring your number.
So $50,000 a piece, and there's 9 numbers?
Yes.
So if you had the Bartman World Series ring and you sold it for $1 million, you could sponsor 1 through 9 on the Temple football program. I don't think that's necessarily trading up. 6:50. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we return, Kyle's going to have your final big board update of the day. We'll check in on the poll question at KGYMradio.com and send you on your way this Monday evening. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
The Iowa State Fair is packed with thrills. The thrill of competing for a blue ribbon. The thrill of sampling something new on a stick. And new this year, there's Thrill Parks. The spectacular, jaw-dropping, and super speed thrills of today's best rides can be found in the clean and family-friendly atmosphere of Thrillville. Little fairgoers and their families will find loads of giggles and smiles at Thrill Town. And head to Thrill Zone for breathtaking, heart-stopping, hair-raising adventure. Visit iowastatefair.org to check out all the thrilling new and familiar rides you'll discover at the Iowa State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org for new Thrill Parks wristband offers.
Nothing compares to the thrills at the Iowa State Fair.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need.
Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
In case you haven't been to a Twins game lately, here's what you missed. Jose, can you see the players take the field? Twins get a hit and a run and another. And whoa, doggy, another 5 in the 5th. Oh, cute, it's the kiss cam. A jumbo screen proposal in the crowd goes, aw. Bullseye wins the mascot race. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back to the action. It's Buxton on one. Dozier with a single. Can he do it? Will he make it? Holy smokes. Buxton scores from first. That's 30.6 feet per second for all you stat geeks. Kinsler gets the save. Twins get the win. And cue the standing ovation because boom goes the dynamite. Stop missing out. Change up your summer with tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
6:54. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Enjoying that Twins commercial with Byron Buxton scoring all the way from first base, even though he's on the disabled list right now and has been for quite a while.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Well,
have you ever seen Boom Goes the Dynamite guy on YouTube?
Yeah, he's from Ball State. I was going to ask you, that's before your time, though, right?
It was before my time, but as soon as I guess, committed to Ball State, not that I was going to play any kind of sports there, but I decided that I was going to go there my freshman year, I told people, okay, well, I'm going to Ball State, and that is the first thing that they brought up to me.
And not David Letterman.
No, not David Letterman.
It's disappointing.
Boom goes the dynamite guy.
Wonder what he's up to.
He has a job.
That, yeah, okay.
In Texas.
Well, I prove every day you don't have to be very good at what you do to have a job in this business. Is he a radio guy?
No, he's a TV guy. And apparently, the story was that someone messed up his teleprompter and he was completely in the dark.
Oh, I mean, I don't doubt that for a second, but be able to think on your feet. It'd be like if I reached over and ripped Kyle's script away from him right now and said, do the big board. You got to remember what you were talking about 25 minutes ago, but you don't have it in front of you, but don't sound like a blithering boom goes the dynamite. Maybe that guy could replace Westerberg at 9. How big's the market? How big is the market that he's in?
I will check on that.
What's the ouch for? That's not a knock on Westerberg. I'm just saying they've got an opening.
While Kyle is doing the big board, I will check on where this guy
is. Okay, check on where that guy is and see if this would be a promotion for him. And then I'll get the wheels greased and we'll see if we can get Boom Goes the Dynamite working in the Cedar Rapids market. Midwest One bringing you this big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team saw its Big Ten schedule released today and has to be pretty pleased with its draw. The Hawkeyes will play home and aways with Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State, will host Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Purdue once at home, and will travel for one meeting each with Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. The Iowa baseball team lost last night in its opening game of the NBC World Series against the Wellington Heat, 7-3. They'll play again tomorrow against the Mulvane Patriots at 1 o'clock. Former Hawkeye Jared Uthoff was waived by the Houston Rockets over the weekend. His contract would have guaranteed him $200,000 if he was on the roster as of yesterday. After being named first-team MVC last week, UNI linebacker Jared Farley was named a second-team Stats FCS preseason All-American. The Colonels made a couple of moves over the weekend and were forced to make another one today after a trade sent Brandon Kinsler from Minnesota to Washington. The Colonels received left-handed pitcher Tyler Watson and placed Dominic Carlini on the 7-day DL. The Colonels split their games with the Clinton Lumber Kings over the weekend with a win on Saturday and a loss on Sunday, and they're scoreless after one, closing out that series today. They're probably in the second now, but they were scoreless after one. The Iowa State baseball tournament wrapped up over the weekend, crowning champions in all classes across the state. Newman is your champion in Class 1A, Dyersville, Beckman in 2A, Assumption in 3A, and Johnston in 4A.
Isaac Paredes, the guy that the Cubs traded, one of the two players that got traded for Wilson and Avila last night, got hit in the eye by a throw in his first game with the West Michigan Whitecaps and has been taken out of the game, which is unfortunate. He's a nice-looking prospect. I think he's still several years away from the major leagues, but he may ultimately wind up being better than Jamer Candelario. So Cubs fans didn't exactly know his name, though. They knew Jamer Candelario. That's why they were upset that he was traded. You two enjoy your day without me tomorrow, and don't worry about the Cubs report. I'll get that taken care of, and you guys are going to catch up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins. Colonels in action tonight, finishing up that series with the Clinton Lumber Kings. I'll check in with you on Wednesday. Enjoy your Monday evening.
It's time for some Straight Talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but